We'll have some dry time for much of the day as weak high pressure slides through ahead of our next approaching wave of low pressure. Clouds will hang tough, but the rain should wait to start until later in the day from west to east, overspreading the region overnight and continuing into the day on Monday. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s to low 80s across the region today, but cooler to kick off the new week as the cloudy skies and showers keep those temps down. Highs Monday will likely remain in the 60s. Temperatures will remain well below normal into the middle of the week, although we will get a break, albeit a brief break, midweek before the chance for showers and thunderstorms returns heading in toward the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the Midwest, Ohio Valley, and Mid-Atlantic regions. There's a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding the slight risk area across broad portions of the Great Lakes, Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, Southern Plains, and Mid-South. A broad zone of risk for storms and isolated severe storms will remain over portions of the Great Lakes and Mid-Atlantic region, along with the Central Appalachians. Isolated severe thunderstorms may also occur from Oklahoma eastward into the Mid-South during the afternoon. A broad synoptic scale mid-level trough will migrate southeastward across the Great Lakes today, resulting in broadly cyclonic flow across much of the Ohio Valley and into the Mid-Atlantic. Farther west, a persistent mid- and upper-level ridge will remain centered near the Four Corners region, displacing the main belt of westerlies across southwestern Canada and the adjacent northern Rockies. At the surface, weak low pressure centered over western Pennsylvania will migrate slowly eastward throughout the day, and a trailing wind shift will migrate southward from the central Appalachians westward to Oklahoma and northern Arkansas. Stout surface ridging will persist across New England, and another area of high pressure will migrate southward across the northern plains. Taking a look at potential tropical activity for today, the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida says there are several tropical waves spread out across the Atlantic Basin, but tropical cyclone activity is not expected over the next 48 hours. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we'll have a chance of showers early. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-80s and a northeast wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly cloudy, a high near 75 degrees, winds out of the east about 10 miles an hour, but could gust up over 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Clouds will thicken up during the day. We'll have a high near 80 degrees and an east wind around 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 83 degrees with a record of 96 set in 1955. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 45 set in 1981. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 23rd. Sunrise was at 5:38 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:25 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Partly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, then showers likely overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this evening, then showers likely overnight. It'll be humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 70s. A chance of showers in the evening, then showers likely overnight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with a high near 80 degrees. And for tonight, a chance of showers this evening, then showers likely overnight, lows in the lower 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Monday, cloudy with showers and maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the mid and upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Tuesday, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. 70s and low 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms for Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And partly sunny for Friday with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.